These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. In the current COVID economy, more and more companies are downsizing or having layoffs. Whether you are laid off or fired, losing your job can really feel devastating. One's job, besides providing the money necessary for living, can also give that person their identity and self-confidence. So today, I'm taking a question from a listener whose partner just lost his job. It is common to define yourself by what you do and how well you do it. Therefore, if you lose that job, for some people, your entire sense of self-worth and who you are in the world can be shaken. Men who feel it is being a man to be the provider for the family and be successful in their work often experience terrible feelings of shame and humiliation when they lose a job. Some men feel so embarrassed that they may maintain a charade of going to work to hide their unemployment from their family or friends. Some women may be able to turn to their role as wife and mother for their sense of self, but plenty of women, especially of younger generations, feel the same devastation to their self-image as men do. The problem for women is that their family and peers may not be as understanding of the terrible loss and sense of failure for her, because they expect her to be perfectly happy with the wife-mother role alone. Unemployment can be terribly difficult for a couple to deal with, as each may have their own reaction to their spouse's loss of work as well. These include fears about the family's financial security, feelings about how this makes them view their partner, and the effect this will have on their children. Sometimes the person who lost their job is so ashamed, they may push their partner away, leaving them feeling helpless and alone. What one experiences often depends on whether you are the one who lost the job or your partner is. For the person who lost their job, the risks are feelings of loss of identity, terrible self-doubt, anxiety about the future, like how will I find a new job, taking anger out on their family. For men, particularly, there may be an increase in alcohol abuse and even suicide rates. For women particularly, there is often an increase in depression and overeating. But for family members, there are risks as well. Fears of financial insecurity, loss of respect for their spouse, arguments and distance from their spouse, fear in children of how they will survive, and feelings of helplessness to help a spouse, or for children, a parent. So with that, let's turn to my listener's question and see, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, my husband's company just went through a downsizing and they laid him off. He is really upset. We do have a nest egg set aside, and my job is stable. And they gave him a pretty decent package on the way out. Despite this, he is really panicked about the finances. And maybe even more than this, I see him totally destroying himself over it. He keeps saying some form of he sees himself as such a loser now. He doesn't know what he will do with his life. I've tried to be reassuring. Like, eventually he will find something else, which I do believe. But it doesn't seem to make any difference, and I'm starting to feel really nervous and down myself. Like, I'm afraid he isn't going to bounce back, and I don't know how long I can hang on to being supportive and holding down the fort at home. What can I do to help him and myself through this tough time? Losing a job can be both painful and scary, depending on your future financial circumstances. In this case, you sound less scared about your current finances and more scared about your partner's abilities to emotionally right himself. It is not unusual to take a job loss hard. The more your husband was emotionally invested in his job as a source of pride and identity, like, this is a big part of who I am and my role in the world. And if it's a key ingredient in how he felt he could contribute to the family, to you, and your well-being, then the harder this loss is going to feel for him. Normalizing that feeling, that of course he feels this loss, and you understand that, as well as explaining to him that while you do get it, and he should get to feel his feelings, there are other parts of him that you also see as his role that are at least as vital to you. His role in the home, as your friend, as your lover, as your partner in having a family and making your home work. Remind him that for you, those vital parts remain as important as ever, more important, and you value them and him. Do allow him to feel anxious as well. It's often hard for men to feel that it is okay to be anxious, and they may suppress it so that they're not seen negatively in the eyes of their partner. But being able to be aware of his own anxiety and therefore do some appropriate problem solving, but also do some things to relax himself and recognize that not all of the anxiety means there is something that he should do or could do, but rather a symptom of this loss that will help him and you likely to feel a little bit better. Help him to do things that actually will help, like eating well, avoiding extra alcohol, and getting good sleep. Help him to know this doesn't need to be a secret, that he can and should get support from friends. Shame and secret keeping usually make job loss feel worse, whereas sharing usually garners support and the realization that you are far from alone. This will also help lift some of the support burden on you. And of course, what hurts him does hurt you. But do hold on to the fact that you are not him. Resist over-identifying so that you can hold on to sympathy without drowning in the same feelings. After a period of sadness, help him to create an action plan, a way to get back into the game. Being hopeful, but recognizing and telling him that this can take time and is often a bumpy road of many no's and maybes before a yes. In the meanwhile, look at numbers so you can both feel reassured about what to cut out or hold back on financially so that you can feel okay about getting through. This will reduce both of your anxieties. How Can I Help with Dr. Gail Saltz? We'll be back after this short break. I hope that was helpful. There are important things that you can do for yourself, for your spouse, and for your children. For example, when a parent loses their job. First, understand the normal feelings. The sense of shame, anger, depression, and fear you may be feeling is bad enough without also feeling there is something wrong with you for feeling that way. These are very normal responses. And understanding what you feel, why you feel that way, and talking with others about it can be a relief by itself. Be flexible about roles in the marriage. Resentments can build if you are rigid about your roles because if the husband is home and the wife is working, then his maintaining that he doesn't do the laundry will make her feel unfairly burdened. Likewise, if she loses her job and he is the one solely responsible for their income, then she may need to take the car to the garage for repairs, even if that was previously his domain. Keep a routine without a work schedule to keep you and your family's day structured. It's easy to lapse into lying on the sofa, overeating or drinking, and feeling worse and worse about yourself or your partner. Make a schedule with things you need to do to find a job, whatever needs to be done in the home or for the family, as well as exercise and still some enjoyment time like a movie. Because during this tough time, it is important to take breaks for pleasurable activity, especially things you might do with kids. Avoid self-damaging behavior. The incidence of alcohol abuse, overeating, and self-berating goes way up with unemployment. It's a vicious cycle in that the worse you feel, the more destructive you get, which makes you feel even worse. Spend more time with your kids, as it can be a treat for both of you that is time limited. Exercise and generally take good care of yourself so you have the energy required and enthusiasm to go out and get another job. Tell the children and let them feel helpful. Children know when something is wrong. You need to fill them in and reassure them that you and the family will be okay. Explain that you will need to conserve financially to them and let them help by conserving electricity at home, getting a yard work job, and thinking about what they don't need to have extra money for. They know their mom and dad are still the same terrific people they have respected till now. So don't assume they feel what you do about the job loss and act like they should be disappointed in you. Explain it's tough times and lots of people are losing work, but that while it may take time, you will get back on your feet soon enough. Then tell them you can use this special time to spend more time with them. And lastly, do consider a group or professional help. Talking with others in a similar boat really can help. They know how you feel. Sometimes companies form these groups after a big layoff. But if not, you can form your own. If, however, you can't sleep or eat or can't stop sleeping and eating, are really depressed or angry all the time, or have any thoughts that life isn't worth living, then you should seek professional help. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.